Recording in progress.
Amen. Thank you, Gigi. It's good to be here with you all. As was mentioned, we're very excited for the fall retreat coming up this weekend. The boys are so excited to be there as well, especially for the costume party, which is at 9:30 Saturday, and we are letting them stay up for it. So that's going to be a blast. I got my costume together today, and it's good, isn't it? It's good. So I'm excited to see what y'all come as. But, you know, this lesson that we'll do tonight for a little bit is to help everyone with the retreat, but we didn't want it to just be about the retreat, but to talk a little bit more about maybe a principle or a conviction that we should all have if we want to grow spiritually. Because that's, you know, there's so much to get from a retreat, right? Like friendships, and we'll talk about that, and memories and inspiration and great worship. But ultimately, the main priority for all of us should be, hey, I want to grow closer to God, and I want to grow to be more like Jesus, you know, and that's always our priority is, hey, how can I grow spiritually? That we don't want to become stagnant. We don't want to become certainly deteriorating. We want to always be growing spiritually. And so the title of our devotional tonight is Posturing Yourself to Grow. That's the title. I wrote it in the chat. Posturing Yourself to Grow. And the main passage we'll look at is Luke 10, 38 to 41. I don't know how I muted there. So Posturing Yourself to Grow. And the main passage we'll look at is Luke 10, 38 to 41. And I really believe everyone on this call, everyone going to the retreat, wants to grow spiritually. And probably even going into the semester, you were thinking about, hey, what do I want to grow in this semester? What character traits or acts of courage or, you know, things in my character, in my, you know, personal walk with God, like what things do I want to grow in? And I'm sure that that was something on everybody's heart. And here we are coming to the end of October, and it's a good time to evaluate, well, how is it going with the areas that I wanted to grow in? And it's kind of a good halfway time to reflect and then to make some, to pivot maybe, or to posture ourselves to grow in the ways that we wanted to. Or maybe you are, and what's made that work, and how can you sustain that so that you finish the year strong? I know you all know this, but growth doesn't happen automatically. We have to posture ourselves to grow. And what that means is we could either put ourselves in a position that will help us grow, or we could put ourselves in a position that will keep us from growing, right? So you're not just automatically growing. You either put yourself in a position to grow, or maybe you're set up in a place where that's not really going to set you up to grow spiritually. And so let's look in Luke 10, 38 to 41 at these two women. And one of them postures herself to grow, and the other one, although very good-hearted, postures herself in a way that prevented her from growing. Luke 10, verse 38. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Okay, so Martha's being hospitable. She's welcoming Jesus in. This is a good step of posturing herself to grow spiritually. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." And so, you know, we see Mary and Martha here. Martha starts off in the right place, right? Like welcoming Jesus in and bringing her into his home. But then she gets really distracted and misses out on the most important thing, which was actually connecting with and learning from Jesus herself. And so Martha kind of ends up in this posture, position of distraction, of busyness, of preparation, whereas Mary is sitting there, it says, at Jesus' feet, listening to what he said. And so Mary is posturing herself for growth. And, you know, this is true with a lot of things in terms of posturing ourselves for growth. In your classes, if you sit in the front row, you're more likely to learn and do well than if you sit yourself in the back row. The back row is easier to sit in. It's easier to be distracted in.
Same with church, by the way.
It's true. You sit in the front of church, you're more likely to pay attention, to sing, to engage the back. We're in the back with our kids. It's distracting. My kids are back there. That makes it distracting. You know, but I was thinking about plants. You know, Chelsea got all these new plants from her mom that she potted for her and stuff. And, you know, we've got our whole house, but if we want these plants to grow and to not die, they need to be by the window, right? If we put them kind of in a room where the blinds stay closed or in, you know, the bathroom, whatever, like places that don't get a lot of sunlight, these plants are not going to grow. So we put all of these plants either on our windowsill that gets light almost all day or on our kitchen table that has a lot of light coming in through the windows there. You know, I was recently thinking about maybe next year starting a small garden in my yard. There's an area of my backyard that has zero functionality. It doesn't get played on. It doesn't get, it's just this corner of my house that's like, has no use right now. And I'm like, oh, this would be a great spot for a small garden to grow some vegetables and stuff like that. So it'd be convenient for me, ideal, but the truth is it gets almost no sunlight right there. So even though it's kind of a convenient spot, it wouldn't be a place where plants would be postured to receive sunlight so that they would grow. And so I just look at this story and I say, wow, maybe like Martha, who started off on the right foot but then got distracted, maybe a lot of us started off the semester thinking, oh, I want to grow in this or do this for the ministry or, you know, grow closer to God in this way. But, you know, we got distracted along the way and now we're kind of postured more into busyness and worried about other things to where we're not really spending the attentive time with Jesus that we need to grow. And, you know, the retreat coming up is a great opportunity to kind of re-inspire and refocus us. But also, you know, like this illustration with the garden, I think sometimes we want things to be convenient. Like, oh, it'd just be nice if I could read my Bible for 5 minutes and that would do the trick. But sometimes what's convenient isn't really what's needed. But we need to go, well, what's actually going to work? What's actually going to lead to me growing spiritually? Because what I've experienced is that spiritual growth doesn't happen conveniently. And so we see these things with Martha and with Mary. And I do want to point out too that even though Martha was busy and distracted, she wasn't busy and distracted with bad things. And I think that's the case for everyone on this call. You're trying to do well in school, you're trying to help your family, or you're trying to work, you're trying to, you know, excel in different areas, and it's all good stuff. But we've got to remember, hey, at the end of the day, the most important thing, like what Jesus said, is, am I connecting with God? Am I learning from Jesus? Am I growing spiritually? And as important as other things could be, there's not really anything else that is more important than us growing spiritually and connecting with God. And so just some questions for you to reflect on and think about, and then we'll talk about the retreat a little bit. But as you think about where you're at right now, would you say you're closer to God today than you were 2 months ago? Or have you maybe disconnected a little bit in the busyness of the semester? And maybe it's time for you to, hey, God, let's reconnect and really get back to me growing closer to you. You know, when you think about those areas of your life or your character or your faith that you wanted to grow in this semester, how is it going? What progress have you seen? Have you gotten distracted or worried with other things? And how can you reposture yourself to growing in those areas? Or maybe going into the semester, there was different ways you were like, hey, I want to serve the ministry in this way. Or I want to help be on the mission in my campus in this way. And Now here we are towards the end of October. Are you serving the ways that you wanted to? Are you involved in the mission or in Bible studies or your Bible talk the way that you wanted or that you were excited or dreaming to be? And so this is a point where, first of all, it's never too late, but also halfway through the semester is a great time to reflect on these things. And so the solution, if we're not where we want to be, is just like Mary, to posture ourselves to grow. And what that looked like for her is the same as what it looks like for us. It's focusing our attention on Jesus, deciding I'm not going to be too busy that I can't slow down enough once a day at least to just give Jesus my attention. That I'm not thinking about everything else. I'm not worried about everything else. I'm not rushing to the next thing. I'm not checking off, okay, I had my quiet time today. But that we're really going, okay, even if it's just for 10 minutes here or whatever it is, that we're giving Jesus our attention, that we're sitting at his feet, that we're prioritizing the right things, that we're opening ourselves to learn from Jesus, to receive from Jesus, to hear what the Holy Spirit might be trying to say to us through our time in prayer or our time in the scriptures. And so these are all different ways that we can posture ourselves for growth. And, you know, there's so many ways to grow spiritually, but for me, what it comes back to over and over again is, am I having meaningful time in God's Word where I'm really reading, listening, thinking about it, meditating on it, applying it? And how is my prayer life? Am I rushing through prayer? Am I going through a prayer list? Am I skimping on prayer, jumping over it to get to the stuff I need to do today? Or am I really saying, you know, I need just a little bit of time here to pray, to talk with God? And I at this point, it'll be 14 years being a disciple this December. I can kind of sense when I'm disconnecting from God a little bit, you know, and I'm like, you know, I need a good prayer walk. I need a longer quiet time, you know, and I try to make sure at least once a week that happens, you know, just an extra long time. But you've got to learn to kind of be more in touch with, am I growing? Am I close to God right now? And if I'm not, then we want to reposture ourselves to getting that time with Jesus and getting that time in prayer and in his word. And so we do have the retreat this weekend, and I've been to a lot of retreats, and I know that God works and speaks through them. There's powerful messages, lots of great fellowship, good conversations, breakout classes on a ton of different topics. Whatever you need to hear is probably going to be said this weekend in some class, in some sermon, something that will help you, that will motivate you, that'll challenge you, that'll convict you or inspire you. Something is going to be said this weekend. And it would be good for you before you go in even to posture yourself to say, hey, I want to go into this retreat ready to hear whatever God wants to say to me. That you're not just kind of going through the motions there or rushing through it and, you know, God's kind of crossing his fingers hoping you heard it, hoping you caught it, you know, but not that God does that, but you get what I mean. But that we're going into the retreat already with our mind, our heart going, okay, I'm going all the way up to Massachusetts, not just for fun, not just for great worship, not just for new friendships, but I'm going up there to sit at Jesus's feet and to grow spiritually and to grow closer to God. That's the most important thing. And that tomorrow and Friday as you're packing, preparing, that you're posturing yourself to have that heart and that mindset when you go up there. And I do think the retreat is at this midway point in the semester to where you can get something you need there, some boost, and then come back and finish the semester strong, growing in a way that honors God and that you can look back at excited about. And so to have a great retreat, I have three P words for you to help you have an amazing time there. And the three words are prepare, participate, and practice. And so prepare. I talked about that one a little bit already, but just before you go into it, having some time, pray for the retreat. Pray for you, you know, maybe things you're worried about at the retreat or things that you do want to hear or learn or grow in. And look at the schedule ahead of time. Look through the classes. Like prepare how you're going to spend your time there, you know, and look through the schedule and what class you're going to go to and how you're going to spend the free time, and be thinking about, you know, thinking through it and what will help you to make the most of the retreat. Where are you going to take notes? How are you going to take notes? All those types of things. Obviously, packing is part of preparing, making sure you don't forget anything. Maybe people you want to spend time with there, contacting them ahead of time. If there's anybody left to invite, a friend or somebody, like that's part of preparing, is trying to bring somebody else with you. But just really not just hopping in the car and going up there blind, but preparing. And then secondly, participate. The retreat goes by like it just goes by so fast. And so this isn't time to be just scrolling on Instagram and like just getting lost in social media, or, you know, being insecure, giving into, you know, distractions, things going on back, whatever. This is just like, okay, I'm here. Jesus is here. Let me be like Mary and just fully make the most of this opportunity and not be distracted and miss it. Fully participate. When it's time to sing, really sing to God together. When it's time to fellowship, have good, meaningful conversations and make new friends. When the word is being preached, like, take notes, read the scriptures, listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. You know, I think, you know, on a call like tonight, there's, you know, 25 or so people here, and this matters. And I think God is speaking through me and using this. And there's things for all of us to hear. But if you think about, okay, you know, you're God, which thankfully none of us are, but you really want to help your church to hear something, he's going to work through a midweek like tonight on Zoom. But also, if he knows, hey, over 400 of my young followers from all over the Northeast are coming together, like, don't you think there's some important stuff God will put on the heart of the people speaking for us to hear? Like, absolutely. And so don't miss it. Like, really engage during the lessons and have good conversations about those things. You know, I don't know how you take notes. Some people write a lot of stuff. Some people don't take any notes. That's not good either. But what would be good for everyone to do is, whether you take a lot of notes or just a little, is maybe at the end of each lesson, at the top of wherever you take notes, you just write in one or two clear sentences, here's what I needed to hear from this lesson. That way, when the retreat's over and you want to go back over it, you're not overwhelmed by pages of notes, but you're able to go back and see three or four like clear things that you heard that you want to spend more time thinking and praying and studying out. Obviously, during the fellowship and free time, like, lean into the fun, have a blast with people, make new relationships. I always try to make sure that I still have my own short, quiet time in the morning at a retreat. I want to remember I'm not here for people. Ultimately, I'm here for God, and I still want to spend time with God every day. Even though it's busy, I'm tired, was up late, just getting a few minutes to connect with God. Fully participate while you're at the retreat. And the last thing, practice. And that's really about, hey, when you come back home, don't let the retreat stay at the retreat. Whatever was put on your heart, whatever things maybe you realize, oh, I need to get help with this, or I need to get open about this, or there was a new inspiration or dream or idea or something that you wanted to put into practice or something to help you finish the semester strong. Like I said, have that stuff written down somewhere that's easy for you to reflect on so that you can come home and put it into practice, right? Because ultimately, discipleship is not about theory. It is about following Jesus. We want to walk with him. We want to put it into practice, do life with God. And so everything we learn, we want to put it into practice. And so I know that everybody here wants to grow, wants to do great things for God, wants to have an amazing time at the retreat. But I also know that, like Martha, we could start off well-intended, but then get distracted and worried about other things. And I just want to encourage us all to take some time halfway through the semester to do some self-reflection. How am I doing? Is it going the way I wanted it to? What ways can I posture myself differently to grow spiritually and grow closer to God and to end the year the way that he wants me to? And how can we use the retreat to best help ourselves to do that? I do think God's going to work through it. I'm excited for it. And I'm excited to see the impact that it has on all of you here as well. So I hope this was helpful for you all tonight. And I did want to open it up for a little time of discussion.